poll, 63% of Americans believe China should pay pandemic reparations. By Wendell Hasebo on July 14, 2021. 63% of Americans believe the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, should pay pandemic reparations, according to a tip poll Tuesday conducted for the Center for Security Policy. That number rises from 63% to 78% if investigations reveal that the Chinese government released the SARS-CoV-19 human coronavirus on purpose, the survey results detailed. While Southerners and Midwesterners are most likely to think that the Chinese government created the virus and is responsible for unleashing the pandemic, the survey went on, people in the more liberal Northeast are the toughest when it comes to making China pay reparations if an investigation reveals an accidental release from a government lab. A Politico Harvard poll revealed July 9 that a majority of Democrats believe the Chinese coronavirus originated from a lab in China. The new survey shows 52% believe the virus came out of a lab, including 59% of Republicans and 52% of Democrats, while 28% said it was from an infected animal, the survey stated. The figure is an increase from March of 2020, when only 29% of Americans believed the virus was made in a Chinese lab and released either accidentally or intentionally. The uptick could be in relation to a Wall Street Journal piece on May 23 revealing a report that researchers went to hospital in November 2019, shortly before confirmed outbreak. Federal government investigators have since launched a probe June 15 into how the National Institute of Health, NIH, manages and monitors its ongoing grant program to foreign laboratories, such as the lab in Wuhan. On July 2, the White Coat Waste Project published a study indicating that in 2020, the NIH spent an estimated $140 million of foreign aid for animal testing in at least 29 countries. The investigation is likely to include Peter Daszak, EcoHealth president, who thanked Dr. Anthony Fauci in April 2020 for publicly dismissing the theory that the coronavirus may have leaked from the lab, emails revealed. Fauci defended himself against the misconstrued June 3 email by suggesting that email was from a person to me saying thank you for whatever it is he thought I said, and I said that I think the most likely origin is a jumping of species. Though Fauci admitted on May 25 that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, he continues to deny gain-of-function funding of experiments on bats or other species. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, objected to Fauci's contention, stating Fauci lied and committed perjury with those comments.